Welcome to the Voice of Hope with Marcia Wygum. Marcia promises to be transparent and honest, to help you to rise and pursue your inborn potential to live your best life. She shares stories of faith, adversity, victory, healing, and resources to inspire your rise. Here now is Marcia Wygum.
Our special guest is Carol Kinuthia Wambutia.
Wambui, you almost got it right.
All right, and Carol is all the way from Nairobi City in Kenya.
Yeah.
Hey, Kenya, thank you so much for sharing with us. She's a wife, she's a mother of four children, and a special mom to her third child, who's a girl. She was diagnosed with cerebral palsy 2 years afterwards. So we're going to learn some more from Carol about that. And Carol has a beautiful mission. Her mission now is to bring awareness about cerebral palsy and inspire parents to persevere amidst the diagnosis. We are going to hear much more about that as well. Carol, she founded an organization. It's called Precious Lesson Cerebral Palsy Foundation. And presently, she's serving 115 children and their parents who's been affected and living with cerebral palsy. Carol, welcome.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Pastor Marcia. It's an honor to be here and share my journey with you, with the world, to create the awareness, to let people know there's a condition that is called cerebral palsy or CP. And especially people who come from Africa, just to let them know CP is not anything to do with witchcraft, but it's pure medical condition. Yeah, and it's a journey. And it's a journey that needs love, it needs a lot of support, a lot of hope, and above all, to live knowing it was the plan of God to give us children living with disabilities. And so we ought to love them, support them, and take them like, ask yourself, what if it was you who is affected by the disability? How would you want people to hold you? Wouldn't you have wanted people to love you, to support you? Yes, to love you just as you would be. So do that, give it back.
Wow.
With disability and accept them just as you would have wanted people to do it to you. Yes.
That's actually a scripture too, Carol. Thank you for sharing that and bringing that reminder. I know you say in Africa, but globally, worldwide, wherever human beings are, wherever there's a male and a female, our reproduction is inevitable. And in the midst of that, Carol, anything can happen, right? Yeah. Any situation can happen. And that's why I'm so grateful that I know you're a busy mama and the journey and I know back in the background is somebody in the home who's helping, looking over your child right now as we sit here to have this conversation. Tell us about your journey. What's your story?
Well, to start with, I thank God, by the grace of God, I'm married and I'm a mother to four beautiful kids, two boys, two girls. The baby that is causing us to be here today, she's called Precious Blessing, our third born, who was born with this condition that is called CP or cerebral palsy. It's unfortunate that she acquired it during delivery because of doctor's negligence, but we forgave them and decided to move on. Yes, because of her, I created the CP awareness, and the journey has not been easy. She got the condition during delivery, as I've said, due to doctor's negligence, but we forgive and decided to move on. The journey hasn't been easy. We, at 3 months, there were some changes that we noted in her. Like she could twitch, she could cry, you know, just have this cry that she was crying just from nowhere. Maybe she could be sleeping. And then all of a sudden she could just cry and then just keep quiet, like nothing had happened. And then she could just go back to sleep. So we decided to go back to the hospital with my husband. And I thank God for my husband. He's so supportive. He really loves Precious. And in this journey, it has not been so challenging because he holds my hand and I really thank God for him. So we went back to the hospital, took Precious. There we met the doctors. Okay, definitely they knew what was happening in Precious' life, but they opted not to let us know about it. Actually, we came to realize that Precious had CP or cerebral palsy 2 years later, and that was through a therapist. So 3 months when we went back, we were given some anticonvulsants that was introduced to Precious. So we were told like how to be giving her. Like each day, if I was to decide to be giving her at 7 in the morning or in the evening, I had to keep that time. So we continued like that for the month. And then we were told before the medication were over, we would go back for more, of which we did, until at some point we asked the doctor what was happening. And then he told us because Precious had a difficult birth, so she was supposed to be on medication for a while, whereby we were told not to compare our baby with any other person's baby. Ours is special. But what they didn't want to do is to disclose to us like the exact thing that Precious was having condition. So what they told us was that Precious was having this condition that is called HI2. HI2 is a process of acquiring CP or cerebral palsy, but the person has not fully acquired it, of which it wasn't true. Precious already had CP, but they were doing that to protect their name, just to make sure like we didn't know much about it. But even though it was like that, I still thank God for that, imagine, because today we look back and we are like, if we knew Precious had this condition as from birth, I think you'd have gone a very hard time than now. You know, like how you are a new mom, and then you just, you know, like I realize the baby has a condition and which is permanent, and unless the Lord does a miracle, it would have been hard. Initially, we used to blame them for not telling us immediately, but trust me, nowadays we changed our minds. We are like, it was okay. It was worthy for them not letting us know it at that time. But we moved on. Then a while after that, we were introduced to sessions, therapy sessions for Precious, of which you were advised to be taking her 3 times a week, that is thrice, on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Friday, which we continued. And then they could give us hope, like, you don't worry, your baby shall be well, the baby shall be well.
Yes.
And, we could realize, like, time was, you know, moving, like she was growing up, no milestone. We could wonder what was happening, but the doctors could tell us, like, you just keep moving on.
Let's go back to, you said, you know, it was the doctor's negligence.
Yeah.
That causes.
Yeah.
What happened right there in the birth?
Mm-hmm. Okay, what happened? Precious was a big baby. At birth, she was 4.2 kgs. And for a short lady like me, there's no chances of giving birth normally when the baby is big. But she didn't have any condition like diabetic, no. She was healthy. So what was supposed to be done, I was supposed to be taken for a CS immediately, cesarean section, of which they didn't do. Yeah. So what they were telling me is just like, continue with the labor, push the baby so that she couldn't be born. But what happened is that she actually got stuck because she was big. So this thing of getting stuck is whereby she got tired and then she lacked oxygen. Whereby she got this what we call asphyxia. Asphyxia is lack of oxygen. And you know, normally brain feeds on oxygen. So the moment a human being's brain lacks oxygen, it means danger. It means either death or a condition, and probably autism or cerebral palsy. Now for Precious, she got this cerebral palsy.
I like when you break that down, and that's where I think we want to stay a little bit. So the problem that happened that leads up to cerebral palsy diagnosis for your child, you're saying that she was a huge baby. And so instead of choosing to go for a cesarean section, a C-section, your doctor proceeded to have you go through the labor process, pushing and all that. But then the baby stuck right in the birth canal. And then there was lack of oxygen. I like what you said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The oxygen is the food for the brain.
Yeah.
So I want to get, I think I felt led to ask you to speak to Kenya and the continent, right? Mm-hmm. In your language and about how CP comes about and what is the food of the brain. And therefore, loving and loving this child in the home is not because you're sinned, you've sinned. Mm-hmm. It's not because the child is some demon. You can still love this child. Is a lack of oxygen to the brain, which is the food for the brain, that leads up to this diagnosis and now and the condition. So go ahead and speak. Tell us in your language.
Mm-hmm. I use mother tongue.
Yes, you speak in a language right now because your people are gonna be listening to this.
Yeah.
Talk from your language and then tell us again what you just said in English.
Okay. Okay. If your brain hakrisha mudo, nishifatara gariera. Nari mudo agikoro dari nariera. Hakrisha kudakere shigia gariera. Nibuo harimurimu yu wigiraga. Wika go cerebral palsy. Kana autism no mono mono. Yoka yeno cerebral palsy. Kogo rera nire ya fatamono. Ogika vye uigwe mutumia nera gire mwana. Na mwano shio da narira. Ona agudagudo. Uka menya hau keno udutumu uruwe kika. Odi di condition ni ya gira. Nuru kire gifataraga. Ni uho. Wetekere kwa mwana waku au washiaro tondu ni undu wekeka ti mahitia manyina ti mahitia maithe ona ti mahitia magai mura muno gukora ringi ni dagitari acerithiria hekika kaundu undu ucio waingira riu kire gifataranagia ni wende mwana ucio umwitikire yes ureri ucio ni ukora uri murito no uhote kumwenda wetikire kumwenda umure nigetha uhote kumurera wega uyuria tiriri ko ni we undu ucio wagukikira ri ungienda ke Zitawede kwa yo wega. Wiko ye mudu shio. Oya mwano shio. Uwewe shokeria. Ukote kumurero ugo. Yes.
We're speaking to Carol Wambuthia on the Voice of Hope show. If you're listening to us on Spotify, wherever you're listening to this audio, or you're listening on YouTube, Carol is one of our parents who is joining in the Awareness Month. And the condition that she's representing is cerebral palsy. You just heard her speaking into a language. She's from Kenya. No, she's going to translate for us in English what she just said. And I think we're going to bounce back and forth between English and a Kenyan language because we're also speaking globally.
Actually, what happens, cerebral palsy is a pre-existing condition. What that means is that a condition that comes, which initially it was not supposed to be there or it was not there, but something happens. Such that condition, boom, and it comes. And mostly it's lack of oxygen. Like for example now, our baby, Precious Blessing, who is now around 8.5 years. She lacked oxygen during delivery at the hospital because of doctor's negligence. And so, the condition came in. It's severe, that stage. That means it's non-reversal, unless the Lord does a miracle of healing her. But we accepted it and we moved on. We decided to love her because for one, she's our baby. Secondly, God was there even when Precious was being born. He saw the negligence that was there happening and somehow he allowed it to happen. And it's all for his glory. Today we are here doing the cerebral palsy awareness, disability awareness, because Precious Blessing is here. And because of her, I got these 115 CP kids that lives with a condition just like her. So we say in everything, there's God and there's a reason. There's a reason why our children were born with the disabilities. Some of these things, usually I say we shall know the reason, sometimes maybe in heaven. But at the moment, let's just love them, accept them, give them the support that they need and just love them. Just the way we would have wanted it to be done if it were you who is in that condition. So that we make their lives better. Yes.
Wow. Thank you so much for that explanation. And we're going to bounce in between your language. What's the name of your language?
Ikoyo.
Ikoyo?
Yeah.
Ikoyo.
Kikuyu. Kikuyu.
Oh, my goodness. Kikuyu.
You got it right. Yeah, Kikuyu.
Kikuyu.
Yeah, Kikuyu.
Kikuyu. Ladies and gentlemen, we're speaking to Miss Carol Wambuthi from Kenya. So, Kenya, please forgive me, but I'm going to practice. We're going to hang out with Carol a little bit more so we can get the levels and the pronunciation together. But this is what it is. Cerebral palsy is not because you're saying this, not because, you know, somebody did some witchcraft, something at the start. No.
Yeah.
Carol is saying to us, and she explained in her language that the brain, the food for the brain is more oxygen. And when it's depleted, then you get adverse effect. And as a result, that is why you see all of the various deformations that happen, you know, the function of the body and the movement and so on. Damage happened to the brain. And I love to call the brain the motherboard, irrespective of the diagnosis, Carol, and you and I as parents, we can agree that it doesn't change the fact that something happened in a child's brain.
Yeah.
And so it's Down Syndrome Awareness Month. And so it's Disability Month as well. And so when it comes down to cerebral palsy, right? And so which a lack of oxygen to the brain at the time of birth, just stuck in the birth canal, like Down Syndrome, you wouldn't see the deformation that we see in our kids with cerebral palsy, right? But what is that for Down Syndrome, ladies and gentlemen, is that there's an extra, I have these pipe cleaners I've been using all week through my videos, where the chromosome number 21 pair, right? Each of the chromosomes that in our body has a number. So chromosome 21 should have been just two chromosomes. Thank you so much for joining us, Pastor Carla. We're talking to our guest, Carol. Carol is all the way in Kenya, and she's standing behind cerebral palsy. And so we're just having a chat, and she explaining in her language. She's translating for us. So we say she's bilingual, right, Carol?
Yeah. You're right.
Share the links here, and we'll also be having another podcast. So for chromosome number 21, it should be a pair, beautiful pair, using these red pipe cleaners to demonstrate. However, in children with Down syndrome, they have an extra chromosome. So instead of having, you know, they have three.
Yeah.
And so this is what causes the characteristics that we see for kids with Down syndrome. They have these three chromosomes. So instead of, we should have 46 combined, right? But no, a child with Down syndrome have 47. And like you and I who cook in the kitchen know that anything that's too much creates an abnormality, right? And so for kids with Down syndrome, Carol, it's mainly the brain is the problem, which is the midbrain. So you wouldn't see too much of, you know, the hands, you know, curved in and that because there's oxygen problem. So that's what's going on. And I can't emphasize enough, Carol, the unawareness. We're going to use a better word, you know, unawareness of parents, caregivers, community members, or where they are, that this is not a witchcraft situation. And yes, I talked to persons, you know, in other African countries and so on, globally, who says community members persecute families who have a child in the community with cerebral palsy, Down syndrome, whatever the challenge might be. And so before we leave again, Carol, I want you to tell us again in your, I'm not going to say your language name, I want to mess it up, in your language again, there's a huge reminder to the community that cerebral palsy is not a witchcraft situation, but it's a lack of oxygen to the brain, which is the food our brain needs, you and I.
Yeah.
If we don't get, and the same thing will happen to us, something will happen to our brain if we do not have enough oxygen going to it. So thank you so much for reminding us of that. So anything else you want to say about just your story and your journey? I love how you show us that you and your husband and your family incorporate forgiveness. Yeah. Oh my goodness. Yeah. That's huge. Yeah. It's like the medicine that all of us need to set us back on a path of life, Carol.
Yeah.
So I love how you turned up and you ended up forgiving the doctors. Because you know what?
Yeah.
That's how the healing starts. Mm-hmm. Tell us about that. Yeah. The minute you start, you and your husband start to embody forgiveness.
Yeah. Okay. So we got to a point we decided to forgive them because this was pure negligence. Remember, this was a condition that was not supposed to be there. Actually, like I was calling the doctors, we were there with my husband in the river ward, and we could just cry to them, could tell them, like, you, something wrong is happening. The pain was too intense. Remember, I have two, like, we had already had other two kids normally. That means that were born, you know, through the birth canal. So I could tell there was something that was wrong because these contractions were so, you know, so intense. Like, there was no break. You know, normally there's this, what happens during contraction, there's a break, like over a few minutes, then it comes back like that. But this one was like non-stop. So I could tell God, oh, yeah, something bad could be happening. But unfortunately, we had that negligence. So we totally had to forgive them and they moved on. And we thank God. When you know God, there's that peace and believing in God. There's that peace that comes in your heart. And because we are believers, we have to forgive. Forgiveness is a must. It's part of us as Christians. So we forgive them, moved on. But I can tell you it wasn't easy. Like I used to have a business that I had to stop and stay at home, be a full-time mom to take care of precious. And so at some point I decided like when I went into dinner, there's a stage that I skipped. But when we discovered that Precious had cerebral palsy, that was when she was around 2 years.
2 years old.
Other beast. Yeah, 2 years of age.
It wasn't until 2 years old. 2 years
into
hearing this, you were aware. Mm-hmm. Tell me about the awareness stage. When did they say something to you? Were you going to your doctors and saying, you know what, I am observing that something is different about my child?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. We used to go, like for the anticonvulsants that she was taking, she was being given from the same hospital that where she was born. So we would go there, but the doctors were not telling us, like Precious had CP. Cerebral palsy, they were saying Precious had a condition that is called HI2. You see? Yeah, they were telling us a different story. And so they could just tell us to keep on doing the taking Precious for therapy sessions, giving her the anticonvulsant medication, and telling us, like, don't compare your child with someone else's child. You see, definitely they knew her life was just to be different. Yeah, but just that they didn't want to disclose that to us. Maybe they could fear being sued or just letting this thing go to public. Yeah, but we thank God. We discovered it at 2 years through a therapist when we had taken her for her sessions. And then we were so discouraged, I can tell you. I literally cried. Have you ever cried, you know, in front of people? And you like forget there are people here. It is me and my child and God. Like God, you mean this is what has been happening? And how come, like, the doctors never told us, they never opened up to us and let us know. But so it wasn't easy.
So, so you're 2 years on the journey, and so this condition happened, you know, as a result of your medical professional then move you to C-section, seeing the signs of your child. So the child gets stuck in the birth canal.
Yeah.
And 2 years into this journey, there's still...
Yeah.
Leading you on as though what you were observing, what you were concerned about was a different, it wasn't there. Try to keep it in the dark. And so these are some of the challenges that parents face. And in society right now, most time they don't believe what mother says.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, somebody might say, but Marsha, I know somebody right now was not a good mother. Yes, we understand there is issues. There's all of us have our right or downfall side, you know, the side that we lead to that's not good and not God. But we're talking about that parent who, the mother, the father who says, we know, doctor, we know something is not right here.
Yeah.
Don't believe mothers. However, if you're a mother or a caregiver out there, I want you to know that what your observation about your child, your intuition, keep trusting that. Keep trusting it.
That is true.
So don't let anybody else tell you that what you're feeling. You bring that child for 9 months, right? You and this child have this whole different bond that nobody else can come in between. That's just you and God kind of uniqueness, right? So believe what your intuition is saying and be the voice. Continue to be the voice. Break through barriers. Whatever they want to put up in front of you to let you start you to believe that you're not good enough, your judgment, your intuition, don't buy into it. Because here you basically had us to go along with them. And I know you pursue this hardcore to get to the point where it's like, you know, you guys giving me a wrong diagnosis of the problem that you even know as well. And I love how you forgive them, right? Because God loves people, right? God loves people. And there is no way when we have been forgiven for our sins. The Bible tells us in John 3:16, oh, God so loved the world. Who is in the world? People and his animals and, you know, places and whatnot. But we know we are superior to all of that, right? So it's our place to forgive. And you know what, Carol? You and I know, and for most of our listeners out there, is that we can't even come to him to pray about our situation in our life or challenges that we face as special parents without forgiving them. Who is them is people. So I love when you embody that in order to move forward. And that's part of your message that you're sending out to your foundation right now, and the scriptures that you really embody. So I know you embody Jeremiah 1:5. You wanna read for us?
Jeremiah 1:5. It says, "For I know the plans that I have for you, plans not to harm you, but plans to prosper you." I really love this scripture because it tells me that God knew our special children even before they were conceived in our wombs as parents. Can you imagine that? You know, sometimes,
I love that scripture so bad because it's like two things happening right there. He said he knew your child. And we must speak to our friends right there and our caregivers. And the person is going to get that diagnosis. Today, Carol, he's happening globally. Wherever a man and a woman is, and if this reproduction is going to happen, something it's inevitable. And so, can you imagine?
Even before we conceived these children, you know, if sometimes you are like, wow.
I want you to go ahead, Carol. We're going to do this back and forth. I just felt led to do it. Please go ahead and tell us, you know, Jeremiah 1. You know, tell us about God knowing in your language. Tell us about God knowing our child and your child, which is our friends who are listening. Before they form us, before he formed us, formed them in our womb.
He knew about them.
Remind them about that for me. And then remind them that God also has a plan. For that child. The same child that doctor right now is telling you or told you to terminate. God has a plan for that child. So you can take him at his word. And you can say no to abortion. Come on board with this child. If for no other reason, guys. Carol is on the journey for, you know, with our child with cerebral palsy. I'm on the journey for Down syndrome. And you might be on the journey for autism, Down syndrome, ADHD. And the different letters, the different alphabet, different word, different terminology. However, tell us that God has the plan in your language.
Yes, Jeremiah Emwe, Mohari Waidano, you are at Riri. Neda Kowe, Onotana Shiro, Onotani Gira, the Inea Maitogo, the Dinami Fago Mirana, Ogolu Gatiri, Gainio Shianashito, Onashitana Gira, you know, the Inishito, Totana Makua, Urito, you know, that were Mudu Mutmi and Muriko. Cherish Onashitana Gira, Gainia Shio. Arinami Fagonega now. Now more you tell you, for example, to Yaha, Nudua Shanishi to special. Kowakafakuka Gai, Monoshona Shirohano, Mutkamumene, Mutkamute, Mumuebe, Umena get ready. The Mono Arim Fagono a Gai, like Kyogai Areka, Ashiro Ahano, Kodo Fatano, Igosha the Nokoyora get ready. koni we waciarwo uhana uguo ri ungienda atia ndungienda wendo koguo enda mwana ucio umumenyerere umurere wega na ngai nyari kurathimaga. Yes.
Thank you so much. And it, whenever you get a chance, you put it in your language, because we're speaking to our people. We're edifying. It's Awareness Month. Whether it be Down syndrome, it's cerebral palsy. Mm-hmm. You and I have a responsibility. And if you are a parent or a caregiver, thank you so much for taking the time to share this audio, share this video, connect with us on YouTube. You have a responsibility to do your part. Maybe you just got a diagnosis. Maybe you know somebody who just got it yesterday. Maybe there's a husband planning to leave his wife because it's a blame game about, you know, you causes it, age causes it, or whatnot. But whether you just get a diagnosis or you're on the journey parenting already for Carol, our guest, she's over 10 years on the journey. For me as the mom with a child with Down syndrome, we're on the journey for 5 years of parenting. But 2.5 decades of serving the community of special needs. But wherever you are on this journey, we're just imploring you, we're just inspiring you and informing you that God knew your child before he formed the child into your womb.
Yeah.
And not only forming it and leave you to go fend on it by yourself, he also has a plan, as we said in Jeremiah 1:5, that God knows the plan that he has for you. What the plan that he has for you, plan to give your child a future, plan to give you hope, plan to prosper you, and a plan not to harm you.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, if anyone is asking you to arm that fetus or to arm that child, don't do it. Because we believe, right, Carol, that the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. Everything here in the world is this for God. Right. And so you got to get to that place where you have to understand, what does you and your whole soul going to surround this child with? Mm-hmm. And precious, it's Carol, it seems like your family, your whole soul decide that you're going to surround Miss Precious with the love of God, forgiveness, nurturing, caring. Yeah. Because right now I know your husband, and we want to celebrate your husband too, because I know your husband right now is in the back. Caring for her while we are here, caring and relating, and just bringing inspiration. And we want to thank our husbands. We want to thank the male in our lives. We are not downplaying this in any way and taking credit as the mothers who is doing this. There's mothers who have the dads right beside it. The dads have a voice. They feel the love and the compassion. Tell us a little more, Carol. How does your family support Miss Precious?
I thank God for my family. One thing that I discovered now through Precious and a family that is blessed with a child who is living with a condition or any disability is how, as the parents, how have you shown your family, how have you shown them about taking care of their special child? Have you taught them like the special child is a human like them? Have you taught them that the special child needs a little bit more love, a little bit more care? Yeah, like for us, we told them. Initially, they were very concerned. Like I used to have a neighbor who had that child, actually just an age mate of Precious. And then we discovered like, how come our neighbor's child is talking, walking, and the Precious was still, you know, couldn't do all that milestones. And so at some point, we just decided to let them know like the exact thing that happened to Precious, such that even in future we wouldn't have to change the story. So we told them the truth. We told them during Precious delivery there was an negligence of the doctors, and so Precious life was changed. We would be safe forever. You never know, we can do a miracle tomorrow. And but however, she's a special child. She needs to be loved, to be supported, to be given all her basic needs, which are the anticonvulsants, the diapers, the assistive devices, the wheelchair, the special meal, such that even if I'm not around, they're able to do that with a lot of love. And I thank God, they really love Precious. They love her, they care for her, even like when schools are closed. Yeah, I do get some free time, like I can go home to see my mom, and they're left here with Precious, and they really love her, support her, and that is something that I really appreciate. because the moment you show your family that your special child or the special family member is a human, yes, I'm telling you, they will just do that. But in case you show them a different thing, like negativities, that's how they will do. They will treat that person, you know, in a bad way. But what I mean is how you show your family, especially as the mother, that's how they will treat that person or the child. So for us, we taught them, patience is good, she needs love. And then we have this, I call it angelic language that we use. And we thank God. Like, she has some sounds that she creates. I'm telling you, there is a sound that she creates when she's like wet. We will understand, we will attend her. There are some sounds that she creates when she's nervous. We will know. Like, when she's, you know, like just want to move around. Yeah. Yes. And if then they get that, already they know it, and it makes our lives easier. Like, yes, she's nonverbal to mention, totally dependent on us. But we thank God for everything. We don't find her like a burden, but he calls her an angel. Yeah, because wow, she's an angel of the Lord. The reason why God chose us as this family to bless us with precious in that condition, because God saw that we are qualified in us. We have some qualifications. Mm. Yeah, we
are. Ooh, I love that.
God allowed it to happen because already he had prepared us for her. When she came as a gift, we were ready to receive her and move on. Like, we don't even see, yes, there are challenges, but for us, we don't find it like it's a, you know, a burden. No, it's our lifestyle. She's like that. She's special. Yes. And we move on.
That's powerful. So let's have a can rephrase, and then I want you to tell your people in the language about how important the home is, because that's kind of one of all we feel about the home.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Let me say this in my way, this as I can, but every home or every mother, our family, can find herself with a child in the womb that God places there before he know them. He know that it was going to happen, and he placed in your womb.
Yeah.
I want to, we are just like inspiring and empowering and imploring and reminding and just bringing this to you that your womb is qualified for this.
Yes.
Because it's the womb first, and then come to, it's a home, the womb and the womb. Yeah. The womb. Your womb and your home is qualified.
Yes.
Previously.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Therefore, you do not have to terminate. You don't have to, abandon. You don't have to give this child up for adoption or anything. Yes. You just need to bring this child here, bring this child in the womb, because your home is already qualified, and also your life and the things that you need will be provided.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it be community, like, you know, I'm going to talk next about your foundation, but whether it be community like Carol's foundation, or community like our Voice for the Voiceless, or a support group like the group that we have, you know, Carol has a group, but she's going to tell us more about that for her foundation and what she's doing. And so either or, there is a community out there for us. Can you please go ahead and translate for us? And from what you just tell us a while ago about the home, how you and you educate your children about about supporting Miss Precious, and how you tell them, you and your husband tell the kids the truth as to what was going on, what happened into the delivery room as a result of that. You and your husband now model for your other children as how to treat Miss Precious.
Yeah.
And when it's modeled, when this modeling is done in a home, this honesty with the other siblings, then the community has to come along because they see us, or we model care and honesty and love in the home when we step outside by the way we care for our child. Right? And so tell us in translate for us, please.
Tugire murimo wa cerebral palsy kana condition odwa bereti murimo ungiheo dawa uthire kiretika gari mudwina mwana cio umuheaga dawa nigetha ahote guikara tondu ungiha kumuhe dawa cio kana therapy cio mwana cio na no akinyirwo ni hida ahuruke no ugimurora waiva umutwara gethera tishio gathondeko ukamuhe dawa nie kwagira onaga kwagira fiu no nie guthura nginya matuko maria ngai ekwenda na ndirikana tubire murimu uyu kana condition ino yukaga ni ndu wa hakiri kwaga riera ri ciaga riera ni wo condition ino ingiraga kugo maisha ma mwana ucio kana muri ucio ni makoo marito ukira mwana ucio yendaga ri ni umwende umutikira umurere ogwa hana okay uragia koro niwe githe ndungenda kwendwo ii so kiende mwana ucio umumenyerere umurere na ndukaneciria hindi yothe ati ta guikara hihi umwikie undu nigetha akue nigetha we utiguo uhuruke ngwire ona mwana uyu hindi iria ahuruka tondu ninyonete aciari mena ciana icio cihurukite gutiri kuiganira mundu aiganagira especially ko hihi ni ta ni undu wikite ona koko tu no tugioka kiana choro undu mwana ucio no agutigana na kironda ngoro-ini koguo undu mwega ni kumwenda ndukaneciria kumwika undu muru tondu ngai ni onaga mwana ucio ona agiciarwo ona undu ungi wa magegania na wabata ni guikara ukimenyaga atiriri mwana ucio no atanaingira nda-ini ya nyina-ri ngai ni amuwi na ngiri na mibango miega nake koguo-ri we ndugatuike niwe uguka unine maica ma mwana ucio so mwende umumenyerere umurere wega na ngai no arithiaga kumwika wega hingo ciothe na ikare ukimenyaga atiriri ngai harĩ gĩtũmi kĩrĩa gĩatũmire one we nĩwe wagĩrĩire kũrera mwana ũcio ta wĩ yũgĩ hau hanyu-rĩ hena andũ aigana mena ciana na matirĩ nĩ ciana special no we wĩnake wĩnake nĩ ũndũ wa kĩ tondũ we nĩ ũhĩtũkĩte wĩna kĩrĩa twĩta qualification wĩnacio nĩ ũhĩtũkĩte mũtani wa kũrera mwana special koguo ndũkeyũragie nĩkĩ wĩnake aca tondũ wĩ mũhĩtũku kĩgeranio gĩa kũrera mwana special nĩkĩo wĩnake
You're just hearing the conversation we're having with Miss Carol Kinyuthia from Kenya, and she was translating in her language, and then she's going to go ahead and she's going to translate. She's bilingual, okay? So she's going to translate for us back in English an overview of what she says, and she's going to give you, Carol's going to give you information as how you can reach out and can connect with her.
All right. As you have said, cerebral palsy or CP is a pre-existing condition that happens to the brain. And the food for brain received is oxygen. So the moment the brain lacks the oxygen, this condition hits in, and the life of the child or the person who is affected becomes totally different, and that person will live to be dependent to somebody for the rest of their lives. So what is supposed to be there is you as the family members, as the parents, as the caregivers, love that person, love that child, support them the way you'd have wanted it to be done to you. And just do it with a clean heart. And just know that this child, before she was born or he was born, God had plans and good plans to that child, such that even before the child was conceived in their parents, in their mother's wombs, God knew about it. For us, you could be saying it was negligence, it was this, but no, God already had that plan. That's why he allowed it to happen. You see, like for us, it was, yeah, you see, it's negligence, which is true. But do you know God was there when Precious was being born? So if God really wanted to prevent it, he would have done it, but he didn't. He didn't do it. Why? Because he had plans. The plan for Precious is like, for one, the reason why I am here today, we are here with Pastor Marshall, because of Precious. Were it not for the cerebral palsy condition, we wouldn't be here. Yeah, like even the 115 kids that I have for CP, I wouldn't be having them if Precious was not born with this condition of cerebral palsy. So that is part of the reason or the belief that God sees, the Bible says that I have good plans for you, not to harm you, but to prosper you. And God is faithful in this journey of disability, special parenting is not easy at all, but by the grace of God, we are pushing on, we are pressing on day by day, and we thank God because through it, we are still touching lives. People are getting, you know, their hearts are getting healed. People are getting the awareness. Families are coming, you know, they are able to accept their families, and we thank God, you know, it is good. We can't complain. No, we are at the point whereby we thank God for our special children. We no longer complain. We no longer ask God questions like why. Now, some of you, we don't ask why because already God has that reason. Yeah, and in the book of Jeremiah, there's that answer. When you ask why, you go there in the Bible, in Jeremiah 1:1 to verse 5, and you find the reason. Yeah, and we press on. Yeah.
This is powerful. Thank you so much for that beautiful translation. Carol, you founded the Precious Blessing Cerebral Palsy Foundation, and you're serving currently 115 children and their families with this diagnosis. Tell us about your organization and where we can reach you. Persons who are hearing and want to connect and support the vision mission where you're rolling at.
Okay. Yeah, by the grace of God, I thank God through the awareness that I create. I appreciate and thank God for the favor that I get here in my country, Kenya. Like I get chances to be invited to media houses. Like even this week, I have two more interviews before we end the week. Yeah, and so I have met a lot of parents, especially parents of children having different conditions, but because of Precious has the condition that is called cerebral palsy, that is the condition that I understand. So I decided to have a group with these parents whereby we have a WhatsApp group, we have a foundation that is catering for them, whereby like in the WhatsApp group, we chat, we talk, we share our journey. When someone is down, we discuss, we give hope, we encourage. If it's over demise, we are there. Like I'm almost having to attend the barriers, you know, even though sometimes they are so far, maybe I don't have to go, but I send a representative, maybe a person who could be coming from that area. So we are together, we support each other. And one of the things that I also do for them is to look for sponsors, for donors, to bless us with things like the basic need of children living with cerebral palsy and their assistive devices, which are carfos, harfos, you know, standing aid such, wheelchairs. But I thank God I've got somebody who is blessing us with the wheelchairs. At least that side, we are sorted and we are grateful. The things that we are remaining with, which are like daily basic needs, are the diapers, the foodstuffs, the anticonvulsant medication. Yeah, so what I do, after some months, I organize an event for the parents whereby I involve people. I look for people to bless us with the stuffs, which are the mainly foodstuffs and the diapers, which our children can't live without. So, and I thank God for that favor. I do get, currently I don't have a permanent, sponsor, but I get one here, one there. They can be given whatever they have, small. And we distribute amongst ourselves equally. What we do, we distribute equally what people have given. And we move on and we do thank God for that. And then I have this dream. Initially, before I started the foundation for CP children, when I was young, I still have this dream that one day, even when we got married, I told my husband, one day, one time, we will have a children's home. And we were just waiting for God's timing. But then when Precious was born with this condition, I kind of decided to shift the dream from children's home to something like therapy center for special children, a school, which we call special unit, for special children still, and a hospital. So I have these three dreams. And currently, I don't work. Like my work is Precious and creating the awareness. At the moment, I have that dream, but it has not come to reality. Is a dream, and I'm trusting God that one day, one time, you will give us the land whereby you will buy, or somebody will donate, or the Lord knows how we'll get the land, such that we'll be able to put these facilities so that we can be catering for these children in a way that the parents can be coming, you know, leave their children with us at the facilities, and then we'll be able to go and work. Because currently, most of the mothers don't work. They are at home taking care of the children. And that also makes life a little bit difficult because like in a family whereby it's only one person who is earning, it's never, it's better. At least when both parents can be working, people share bills and life becomes much better. So I have that dream and I know in God's time, he will come through and he will make my dream to be a reality. So if you would want to reach out to me, I can give my mobile number, which is, you must put the code for Kenya, which is +254. You must start with that, +254. Then my number is, if you want to call, you must put 0. It's plus 254 then 07 24 66 19 67. Let me repeat that. Plus 254 07 24 66 19 67. On Facebook, you can find me there. Blessings Bonnie. You'll find the photo that you are seeing here on the, no, on the board there. You'll find me. I'm there. Blessings Bonnie. Bonnie is B-O-N-N-I-E. You'll find me there. Can you follow me? And the messenger, you can still reach out to me. And so far, I have found a land. There's a place, you know, when you are a woman of faith or a person of faith. And I have this dream. Yes, I don't have the money at hand, but I just moved to a place whereby, you know, I'm trusting the Lord that the Lord will give us the finances such that we'll be able to secure. I found a land which is 2 acres. A 2-acre land, you know, we'll be able to hold our facilities together. And at least also we have a compound, a place for the parking, for the children, you know, to be, you know, like basking, a good compound. Yeah, it's somewhere here in Nairobi, in the just outskirts of the city. It's called Ruiru. The place is called Ruiru. 2 acres. It's going for that 6M. But you know, God is faithful. God will come through and he will provide the funds, the finances. I'm trusting the Lord. Even if somebody would give me the finances and just come and says, my patient, I'm going to buy this land for the foundation so that the kids can benefit, so that the kids can get the therapy sessions that they really need. Remember, therapy sessions are mandatory to our children as long as they live. So they need it. So it's something that is among the basic needs that we have for the special children. And we are now about a year ever since we started the foundation. And in the next 5 years, I'm trusting the Lord that we have a testimony. Come the end of 5 years, we have something to celebrate, like the facility will be there and the, you know, like the hospital will be running, the therapy center, the school, and the life will be changed of the special parents and the special children, all for the glory of God. Thank you.
Repeating the number that you gave, and okay, give us social media again and the account people can reach out to you. And also know that we are, our Voice for the Voices, we are here in the United States, located in Colorado. And you can also reach out to us as well, because sometimes there's a connotation around everything that is scamming. And we understand that. But everything is, you know, our Voice for the Voiceless is a 501c3 organization. And so all donations are tax deductible. So if you want to support in any way, we could be like a liaison for you and your funds to Precious Blessings Cerebral Palsy Foundation. And so that's one way as well. Or you can reach out directly to Miss Carol Kinuthia. She's over there in Kenya, through her organization, Precious Blessings Cerebral Palsy Foundation. And here she's going to give us one more time her phone number, her connection, her social media page, and her account in which you can reach out. And also, I would love, Carol, for you to translate in your language down there and speak to the Kenyan people.
Yeah.
I know the first time when we talked, you said you knew where a piece of land was already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think you should, you know, speak to Kenya in a language and let them know you know exactly where something is for sale. Yeah. Did you know the cost for that already? Did you find out the cost?
Yeah.
Okay, so you should know the cost already. This is a mother who is, oh my goodness, let's back up a little bit. This is a mother, Carol Kenuthia. She's over there in Kenya. She's not only a mother of a child with cerebral palsy, but she's also a wife, and she has 3 other kids at home. She is bilingual, guys. She is, you know, speaker Kenyan language, and she's translating back and forth for us throughout our conversation, because we believe that we're speaking to a wide variety of people globally. And so this is what families does. This is what mothers does. You know, though we are at home caring for the children, running, just managing the family manager, we are also finding ways in which we have to give back. And so we can talk about that later on, but go ahead and give us the information again, the number and the account number, and then translate first.
Yeah. Anybody who would love to reach out to me via phone outside Kenya, put this code first, +254, then 0724-661967. Let me repeat, +254-0724-661967. That's
then WhatsApp
to still go through. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And also on social media, Facebook, I'm there. I create CP awareness. I speak about disability almost every day. You can find me there as Blessings Bonnie. Blessings Bonnie. Bonnie is BONNIE. Yeah, you'll find me there. And in case of any support, I can give you my bank account, which is 095-017-084-0513. My bank account again is 095-017-084-0513. Yeah.
And you repeat that one more time.
Okay.
I know somebody is writing it.
All right.
Slower. So 095.
Mm-hmm. 095-017-084-0513.
Three?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's 095-017-084-0513. And that's the account number if you want to donate something.
Yeah.
Contribute or whatever. And if you want to have a conversation with Carol, you can reach her on our WhatsApp or WhatsApp number, which is 254-0724-661967. Yeah. And you can have a conversation with Carol. Carol is also on Facebook, and you can find her on the Blessing Bonnie.
Yeah.
That's BLESSING.
Yeah.
BONNIE.
Yeah, exactly.
Bonnie.
Yeah.
Right, on Facebook. And guys, if you don't let anything, let me encourage you not to let anything come between your contribution and playing your part in helping Carol's dream come true. And what is that dream? A dream is to build a foundation, a huge complex that's going to cater for school needs and therapy needs for children and their family with affected by cerebral palsy. Carol is over there in Kenya. And so she's going to translate for the Kenya community, because already Carol has identified a 2-acre piece of property in her town. And so she's just going to bring more awareness around this. And so if there's neighbors and community people who want to reach out and to talk more about putting on a fundraiser, a partnership together, or something to make this dream to a reality. You know, I saw a groundbreaking. I see where it's like a quickly see a flash of a like a groundbreaking. They're digging the dirt and doing that groundbreaking ceremony already.
Amen.
So thank you, Lord, for that. And we're going to be praying and believing and touching and agreeing. And you can do the same thing as well.
All right. Adito, aramaigu arubio miru ujitawadia. Dina kiroto kia kukoro mudenyo umwa. Tuina hadutu uwaka. Therapy center. Shukuru. Yashana special. Yotita special unit. Na bifitari. Ninyonete hadutu ugevoda. Heru ilu. Hadu hena ika igiri. Shamu uda. Na ika isho igiri. Shira uma 6M. Haru tobio na gaya tuke besha kana gaya kuhutio yu hau uote kutogu lila hadu hau ugioke kuhute kwa waka nitu kukuruna na mshushio uri ya shia na shi Shepherds Foundation kana igie chiri ukawa shana special school ni kakoro ili budi wati udu ona adishari shini mari yukaka magati ya shiana isho kuhu tukoro ginya na aduwagi awi la tukoro na alimo alemari yuka makaro la shiana isho nigela ashiaria ya ikendo egi kuhu matutu kwa otu uwele tukoro wa mushini shiana kuro la kai mishari shini kuhuta kuhoka nikuhuta uduwela nikuhuta kututikira mwana wake kuhu nitukumurora wenogu kari yukaka au kaka shera karora mwana wake chukuru shia higu anowe mwana ainuke na ake chike higuro amushoki nuna yukoro hali handu hega kubo mudoze ubi kutio kubo nikuenda kutonyitirira neto wakunda kuhinyihiri anda kuhuwa uka vitikire kuhigia kira uka wikidina kia na gaine utika wako woshigio yukoro osho beji mwana.
And so Carol has given us our account number if you want to donate or support directly, and her WhatsApp number if you want to reach out to her is 254-0724-661967, and her account number is 0950170840513. Am I correct?
Yeah, right, you're correct.
So this is the account number. What bank is this?
Equity Bank.
Okay, let's do some spelling.
Equity. Like the way you spell, yeah, equity.
Oh, is this EQ?
Yeah. Equity.
ITY?
Yeah, bank.
Okay, so Equity Bank.
Yeah.
Okay. And so this is good. This is beautiful. I am so grateful and I'm so thankful for your time. And
you.
I am empowering and encouraging those of us in our community, in our neighborhood, who have known someone or never hear of someone before, but you know, you like this kind of organization and what, you know, what she's doing, to do your part. You know what? We all have an ethical responsibility to speak up for those in society who cannot speak up for themselves. Can you imagine what this world will be if you and I will play our part? If you and I will speak up for Miss Precious, if you and I will speak up for Nathan with Down syndrome, or speak up for that neighbor, that cousin, that stranger that you see. And this is ways in which you can do so by supporting, helping Miss Carol to build that fund, that complex that's going to help that child with therapy, with education, with housing supplies like diapers, you know, medication and works to offset the pressure that families oftentimes experience. Because one of the things that we also have to be mindful of is that one parent, it's only one parent can work in a household outside of the home that has a child with special needs. And yes, most of us can work from home if we get a chance to build that skill and establish that small business from home. And that's what most parents pursue. I know one more thing, Carol. I know last time we talked about the different skills and training that parents need.
Yeah.
Do you want to put it out there so that if somebody in Kenya or wherever in the States or around the world who hears it and want to reach out to you to volunteer to give up some training or a course and so on?
Yeah, thank you for that, Pastor Masha. Yeah, there was a time we shared that, we discussed that with Pastor Masha. I talked to the parents, the special parents that I have, the 115, and I asked them like what kind of skill they would have wanted if they got sponsored. I have a number of them who wants to do beauty, some wants to do hairdressing, some wants to do, you know, driving, some says if you have got to get some money, you can start a business, whereby we'd be able to support themselves. And it's something that I'm still stressing the Lord for the finances. Already we have identified, like the parents, we have identified the places whereby they can go for the skills. If the salon, if the welding, the driving schools, that's some of them want. Yeah, already the facilities are here. What we only need is the sponsors, people who can sponsor us to accomplish that. And we would really be grateful for that. Yeah.
Thank you for sharing. And then I want you to translate to in a language. But yeah. We hear our voices. We're definitely going to be talking more about how we can partner and, you know, we can reach out to on our side. So we can help these parents. So as we, you know, we discussed that sometimes only one parent can work from in the home. And so here we have parents who, I'm guessing fathers who want to go out and to drive for the community. Probably mothers who want to start small businesses from home while caring for the child with cerebral palsy or other special needs. And this is what makes it all beautiful, that we're not only mothers, we're not only parents and fathers, but we are also the CEOs, the translators, the organizers who are saying, you know, brain awareness and reaching out so we can pull somebody else up from the back. So in every way you can, you possibly can, let's do this together, guys. You're going to take all of us in that sense to support a family who is raising a child with special needs. Caroline, thank you so much. If you're listening, Voice of Hope podcast, share this video, share this audio, reach out to us. And if you have more questions, we're going to definitely put the information for Caroline in the notes on our YouTube page and wherever this audio is, platform is going to be. And so you can have direct access to reach out. And if you have any questions or concerns, or you just want to reach out, you can also reach me at my cell phone number is 97. My business number is 970-948-8982. And you can leave us a message or send us a text if you have more questions. Carol, go ahead and please translate.
Yeah. Thank you. Okay. Let us check your guide in the new movie. For all of us, we have to look at IMS in our CP if we cerebral palsy, and that will be the more kind of condition you cover, you do a machine. Can I hackily shigia or the Shagiana, the area for Taramiti, go condition in Evoca, Ikakira. You could get a Muduna condition, you know, a dark way do, a caminero, only Dashia Kakahe or if he didn't get quaggling. Ndwaga kunywa mara mara magereve niageraga na kidu twitaga conversions na tijira nisho kagia mudu shuweza kana mwana shuweza kuguo mudu shuwedo mudu shu amenyerero a olio geda kwedu koronewe amenyerero wega heo kiria fata ide idu idia gerire korea olio gata uzi shukuru atuaru mugithi hadu mutilatiwe mwana kwa shuweza mwagadi na afya koni kamiza umuhe maisha mare magiri kubutubimu kia bile tugire tulewe. Mkora wina mwana oyodi, neogu kugani umuhuto kumote hani, wawo korona mwana osho, nikio gai are kilewe na mwana osho. So kutili udu uma gai nazuza. Kungo mwana osho na mwana na mwana gai no o yeri yona mfago. Ati mwana osho special na waka na mwikare na ake. Kungo umuade umutikira na umu menyelewa. Tulio hawa, neogu kwekete jena shia na wanti kini, shana shia siku, jena vikundi kini. Mtoko na mafataro, mahuchias, madaipas, na indiyo, na dawashi manyua shita wa anti-conversants, ngeza mwano shudakaya na conversions. Conversions, jihana hata kidu, nikidu yuka ikanyita mwano shia, naka hana tamudu mudiyo, kana wakona mudu wa kina ina, kana gekia mwakona maguru, ulitoshio. Nari mudisho ni uke, wanutume mwano shio, ahuruke. We ahuruke piyo awe. Kwa nika mapataraka dawaisha, na dawaisha ni shia fatamono. Leo, shia na shodina shio, mapataramu shio tuna mwuma nifangawa event, toweka, na gayaga kibia tukona adu, tukona kandara, tukona arata, mawakati kwa nyitanira, tukota kumahaidu shio. Tuhi hau, korono wede kwa nyitanira, nogene mono, mitikire kubinira na basha kwa, na basha kwa ni 0724-661967, hali ya Facebook no bado no wanyumu, bitawo Blessings Bonnie, ni ukunyona hau, wanyumi Blessings, and then Bonnie, B-O-N-N-I, ni ukunyita hau, nono hali ya messengeri ya Facebook, ni toko wali, na ujire, ukodago tu sapote, ya ukodago tu nifurila, ya na ngai wa mwe ni arikurathimaga tondu mundu ria urateithia mundu tangi gucokeria ri ni ngai ukoragwo ugiteithia ndi wa kurathima na ndaiko icio kana ndawa icio ni ngai ukoragwo ugiteithia kunyita itemi na ngai no arikurathima ngai no aririkaga wega ni ndi na kiroto ngoretwo ndi nakio na ndirio nakio thaa ici na ngukinyitire nginya ria ngai akateithia ni nyendaga muthirimu tugakorwo na therapy center tugakorwo na thibitari na tugakorwo na cukuru ciothe cia ciana special kindu gia korwo gugiteithia ciana ici harä handå ndä ronire må gunda wa ikaigä harä rå rå ma rä u ngai angä teithia tuone handå hau na nä ndä rehoka mwathani atä ngai nä kå hutia we wä hau ngai nä akå kwarä ria wä na å hoti å cio kana wä na må rata kana wä na organization ndä hota gå cå teithä rä ria å hote kå gå ra må gunda å cio å hote gwaka facilities icio nä getha kä rä u ta kä u gä tuä ke gä a kå hinga nä gä a kå guna må ingä no ngene må no na ngai no akå ngai nä egå kå rathima na nä egå gå ika wega ndä na akaunti ä rä a å ngä njikä ria kä rä a å ngä korwo nakĩo nä getha tå hote gå kinyanä ria kĩo nä kä gä ikä wetha nä cia kå gå ra må gå nda å cio kana cia monthly basis yani o mweri o mweri kå gå raga ndaipa cio kana irio kana ndawa icio nä ngå kä mana nä ngå gå cokerio ngatho ndä no ũtherä rie namba-inä ä yo yakwa ya 724-6619-67 kana bado ndä na akaunt ya Equity harä a å ngä njikä rio kä rä a å ngä korwo nakĩo na ngai nä gå kå rathima akaunt namba ä yo nä 095-017-084-0513 kendä mä cokere akaunt namba nä 095-017-084-05 13 na nä gå kå rutä ra rä twa rä akwa karo wa mbei kä rä na mbei nä gå kå rathima kaingä mo.
You are awesome. She has a huge dream to build a complex, a foundation, a building for parents and their children with cerebral palsy in Kenya. She has already identified the land. She knows where 2 acres is. Carol, what is the cost of the land in Kenya?
36.
36? 36?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So 36 millions?
Yeah.
So 36 mm-hmm. acres of land in Kenya dollars?
No, 2 acres of land?
Yes.
Equals to that 6M.
And 6M is what, 6 million?
That's 6, 36. Yes, three that's six. 6. Yes.
Okay. So yeah. You're saying the 2 acres of land is mm-hmm. going to cost about 36 million in Kenyan dollar?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kenyan shillings.
Hmm?
Kenyan shillings.
Kenya shillings?
Shilling. Yeah.
Shilling.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have to do the US conversion of that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So there you got it, guys. I am so grateful. I'm so excited. And thank you so much for serving the families, serving your family, serving your daughter, saying yes to coming on board and doing what you're doing. Can you go ahead and really thank the parents, the mothers and the fathers who are, you know, on the journey and just let them know that we love them and we're supporting each other and we're all gonna, you know, do our part because yes. it's just the right thing to do. It's ethical, it's a responsibility. Actually, the scripture tells us, I think it's in Proverbs 31, that we ought to speak up for those in society who cannot speak up for themselves. And mm-hmm. so just encourage them and tell them to, you know, keep going, keep holding on. It amidst the just amidst the connotations and the stereotypes. And just go ahead and, you know, you can thank your government and your country for giving you the platform and the, you know, the opportunity to bring awareness and to spread your voice out there.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, let me start by thanking the government of Kenya, the media houses especially, and even the friends that come and tell me, well, Christian Fighters, can we record something like what you do, the awareness that you are creating because it's touching people. I thank God. I appreciate everyone who has ever given me interviews, even the ones that are ahead, like on Saturday, I'll be having another. Yeah, I have several. I thank God for that. I don't pay. Yeah, I know people pay to be on TV, but for me, I thank God for his favor. Like people pay for my, you know, for my interviews, for my shows, so that I be there. That's a favor from the Lord, and I appreciate that, and I thank you for that. Also, I also want to thank all the special parents, starting with the fathers especially, the men that have never run away from their families, and yet a special child is there, because I've seen them that have just decided to leave their families and ran away and went and started other families. It's unfortunate for that to happen. But I really want to thank this one, the ones that have stuck with their families, despite the challenges they had, you know, or the stress that you have, you know, you choose to be there, to stand there, raising that child, giving hope to that child, making sure the child has everything, or that person, the special person, is getting everything that is needed, even if sometimes maybe you're not able to provide everything that is needed, but at least you're not denying. It's not that like you have that money and you are denying that person the rights, you know, to all those basic needs, but at least you are trying your best. You are doing well. You have never decided to kill the child, and please never do that, because even people living with disabilities have the right to life, and that's why God created them and God has kept them alive. So let them live. If a day will come and that person or that child will go home to be with the Lord, let it be a natural death. It will not be that someone murdered that person or poisoned them, you know, because the Lord will be accountable to that. And you are a murderer, you know, even if you have such name, you don't want to do that to be a reason why someone else's life was ended. No, just hold on, continue doing that. Yes, it's not easy. In case you get burnout, reach out to another parent, a special parent, your pastor, a person that you trust, someone who you can lean on their shoulder. When you want to cry, you can be there. Someone who can offer you a shoulder, you will cry there. Someone who will listen to you and talk. Please don't allow yourself to be stressed up, or you can share. The best thing about sharing is that you pour out whatever is in your heart, and actually you end up leaving it to the other person. Then you feel better, you know, like you leave it to that. So that's the beauty about sharing. So share, and especially if you can talk to a person who has a child or a person who has a condition like the one your loved one is having, but the person is elder, a little, as in could be older, a little bit older. The best thing about that is that that person has an experience more than yours. And so you'll be able to ask, like, now I am at this stage. When you get here, how do I cross the bridge from here? What do I do when I'm here? So this person will be there as a blessing. The person will be able to guide you, to help you, and even to give you more hope. And especially when you see them where they are, at that point, you'll be like, if so-and-so didn't give up. Even me, I don't have a reason to give up. So even me, I'll have to invest person and keep going. And that will be a lot of you. Even having parents that are special like you, such that they will not condemn you if you go and, you know, share your struggles, they will understand you. And there's nothing like sharing, you know, talking your challenges with someone who is really understanding you, like someone who you are wearing the same shoes. That person will mean that you are like, you know, your closest sister or a brother. It's not even about blood. No, there's that relationship that when another person is in a shoe, the same as the one you are wearing, kind of connect. You feel each other, you understand each other, and you just want the best for that person, to support, to be there, and give the best that you can. Yes.
That's powerful. Thank you so much, Carol, for your time and all you're doing for your family, your child, and your community. Thank you, listeners, for listening. Listen to Voice of Hope show, where our special guest is Miss Carol. Miss Carol over there in Kenya, and she has a foundation, Precious Blessing Cerebral Palsy Foundation. If you have any questions or any concerns, you can reach us at our voice for the voices at gmail.com. Carol,
yes,
thank you for gracing us with your language and your country. So
thank you.
Until next time.
Yes. Yeah.
Walk good.
You have been listening to Voice of Hope with Marcia Wygum. We're glad that you were able to join us today and that you found the program inspiring. For further information, please email voiceofhopepodcast1@gmail.com. That's voiceofhopepodcast1@gmail.com. Listen again next time for Voice of Hope.